Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get rooted in God, rooted in God, rooted in God. Let's stay rooted in God, rooted in God, rooted in God through Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Good evening, my love. Thank you for joining me on another episode of God's Truth and Message. I pray everyone is feeling highly blessed and favored on this Thank the Lord Tuesday. I just thank my Father that He's continued to be there. I just thank Him because it's just a relationship that's built on thanks. I'm just so thankful that He chose to have a relationship with me, that He's continued to speak and guide and direct me, that His love is unconditional. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just thank Him for first loving me, for choosing me. Hallelujah. For loving me when I didn't know how to love. Hallelujah. Loving me when I didn't know how to love myself. Loving me when I really didn't know what love was, how to receive love, how to give it out. Hallelujah. I just thank my Father for showing all different essence of love, showing me the meaning, the action of it in all different ways, and continue to reveal it to me more and more daily. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because every day He wakes me up is because He loved me. So He's showing me another form of His love as He teach me daily and release His revelation, His understanding, His wisdom, and take me deeper inside of our relationship. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I just come to You saying thank You, Lord. Thank You, thank You, thank You, Father God. I ask You to touch me and everybody that's under the sound of my voice from the top our heads to the sole of our feet, Lord God. Shed Your blood over us, Lord God. Continue to heal and strengthen us, Father God. Allow us to go deeper inside of You, Father God. We need You in different areas, Father God. Continue to reveal to us more things to be thankful for, Father God. Give us a new understanding of thankfulness, Father God. Give us a new understanding of gratefulness, Father God. Give us a new understanding of surrender, of submission, Father God, of having Your way, Father God. A new understanding of how Your thoughts and ways is higher than ours, Father God. A new understanding and how we decrease and You increase, Father God. Show us any areas where we're not decreasing and You're increasing in, Father God. Show us any areas where we're stagnant and no longer moving or putting any action, Father God. But give us the strength to submit to You and let You release what's called to be done, Father God. Any area where You're calling us to do something, Father God, give us the strength to do it and to be in tune with Your heart and Your mind, Father God, for us to do the things that You called us to do, Father God. We long for Your will and Your way in everything that we do, Father God. We want nothing of ourselves, but everything is of You, Father God. Everything that's destined for us to do, Father God, we want to do it. We long to do it. We live inside of You, and we thank You for all that You do. In Jesus' almighty name, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. I thank my Father for everything that He's doing because He's so worthy of my thankfulness. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. And I'm just so thankful that He chose me. Hallelujah. He chose you. Hallelujah. We're a royal priesthood and we're chosen. Hallelujah. So as I was praying and asking my Father, what did He want me to release? Because one thing my Father is teaching and showing me is that He released things for me to study for myself personally and also things to study for the show. Hallelujah. And He's teaching me how to break that down and apply it to where it needs to be going. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. And He had me a Hezekiah. Hallelujah. We're going to talk about Hezekiah today. We're going to come from 2 Kings. Hallelujah. And we're going to start at 2 Kings 18. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. And Hezekiah was the king. Hallelujah. It say, now it came to pass the third year, Husha of Elah, king of Israel, that Hezekiah, the son of Ahaz, king of Judah, began to reign. Now he began to reign. 25 years old was he when he began to reign. And he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother also named was Abba, the daughter of Zechariah. Okay, now we know this is the 18, but I want to go down to 18, and I'm going to start in verse 7 and say, and he trusted in the Lord. Hallelujah. He trusted in the Lord God of Israel. And after He trusted in the Lord God of Israel, so that after him was none like him among all the kings of Judah, nor any that was before him. For he clung to the Lord and departed not from following him. But he kept his commandments which the Lord commanded Moses, and the Lord was with him, and he prospered wherever he went forth. And he rebelled against the king of Assyria and served him not. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he didn't serve the king of Assyria. The king of Assyria was big. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he was destroying a lot of people that had false gods. Hallelujah. A lot of countries and places that was under false gods and worshiping false gods. But it says that he rebelled against the king of Assyria and served him not. So he rebelled and he said, I'm not going to serve you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And in 2 Kings 18 through 27, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, it says that, but Rabshah said to him, has my master sent me to your master and to you to speak these words? He has not sent me to the men which is sit on the wall, that they may eat their own dung and drink their own urine with you. But Rabshah stood and cried with a loud voice of the Jews' language and spoke to them, saying, hear the words of the great king, the king of Assyria. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So the king of Assyria was sending back forth messages to Hezekiah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I just want you to understand and be encouraged. Hallelujah. It's some places where people are sending back things to you. You have rebelled against them. You have went against what they're used to. They're used to people coming and bowing down to them because they didn't heard of the rumors of how they destroy people and how they break down. But you trust in the Lord. You trust in the Lord, and you're walking in his will and his way. Hallelujah. You know you're only serving the Lord, your God. Hallelujah. You're following all his commandments. You're doing what he's guided and directing you to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the Lord is with you, and you're prospering and everything that you're doing. And one thing we need to understand is prospering. Prospering is when you're gaining more of. You're prospering in your understanding. You're prospering in your wisdom and your knowledge. Hallelujah. And in all the things that God has put before you. It's not just prospering in materialistic things. See, we have to look at prosperity in so many different levels of understanding of it. Hallelujah. So the Lord is with you because you're trusting in him. It's a commit your thoughts unto him. Commit your works unto him, and your thoughts shall be established. So you're committing the things that God have called you to do, the works, the way he called you to believe and to understand it. Your thoughts shall be established. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Say, he served him not. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So God has told him to go up and destroy him, hallelujah, and destroy the land, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And it say, and the Rabshah stood and cried with a loud voice to the Jews, and the Jews' language and spoke to the saying, hear the word of the great king, the king of Assyria. Thus says the king, let not Hezekiah deceive you, for he shall not be able to deliver you out of his hand, because the king of Assyria was letting them know that he was coming to take everything that they had. And he was saying, and he sent his servant to let them know that don't believe, don't trust in the same thing that Hezekiah was trusting in. Hallelujah. See, he didn't want him to believe. He didn't want them to believe. He wanted to put fear. See, sometimes people will send messages to you and send things to you because they want to bring fear to you, because you already know who they are. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So by you knowing who they are, it's already a fear, especially if it's someone who's known for doing things, known for hurting people and bringing harm to people. Hallelujah. That's why I say we don't have a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind, because God wants us to get the understanding that we fear nothing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We know it's going to be persecution, tribulation. We know hard times is going to come upon us. We know things, sometimes wicked things is going to happen, things that seem like, why am I going through this? And I'm serving God and I'm walking out his will. But we have to realize that Christ went to the cross for us. Hallelujah. He was crucified. And he never did anything. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we have to realize that it's going to be some area where we're going to go to the cross and be crucified to something where we didn't do anything. We didn't deserve what was happening. But we have to continue to trust in the Lord and live out his will. Because one thing we have to realize, when we're walking out God's will, we're walking out ways that we never had. We're walking out ways that we're sinless in. Because when we're walking in God's will, that means we're walking and being guided by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is perfect. Hallelujah. So when we're walking in his ways, all the ways that we're being obedient and going and doing the things that he called us to do, that means we're walking in the perfect way. We're walking in the perfect will of God. Hallelujah. So we're walking out his way. So in that way, we are sinless. We are perfected because we are doing everything that the Father called. The reason Jesus was able to do everything because once he was the visible image of the invisible God, but he was filled with the wisdom of God, and he was the Holy Spirit, hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit would allow us not to sin. It will allow us to teach us and give us revelation. It speaks to us only what we are called to speak, hallelujah. So when we are fully in submission of the Holy Spirit, when we are fully full with the Holy Spirit and the wisdom and letting it guide and direct us and take us to where God is calling us to go to, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, we can be sinless in certain areas, hallelujah. We can be like Christ where he sinned not, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, people think, and this is something my father had to teach me. Now, I was a sinner. I fall short in some areas. I'm not perfect. I would never say that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But God is showing me perfection in certain areas. Hallelujah. Certain areas, he's showing me his perfection, and he's showing me that the Holy Spirit have full custody of me. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit have full way. Hallelujah. He's teaching me how to submit in other areas so the Holy Spirit can have full way. And I am sinless in them areas because I'm letting the perfect Spirit guide and direct me in God's ways and thoughts. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So as we let the Holy Spirit guide and direct us, hallelujah, and we go to the cross, and we go to the cross in certain areas, we will be sinless. Hallelujah. And we'll be a prosper, and we're truly trusting in the Lord and believing in everything that he is saying. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So saying, thus says the king, let not Hezekiah deceive you, for he shall not be able to deliver you out of his hand. Neither let Hezekiah make you trust in the Lord, saying, the Lord will surely deliver us, and the city shall not be delivered into the hands of the king of Assyria. And deliver means to bring or hand over a letter, parcel, or order goods to proper recipient or address, provide something promised or expected. Hallelujah. So when you deliver something, you provide something that's promised or expected. Hallelujah. So he is saying to them, neither let Hezekiah make you trust in the Lord. See, he was trying to get them to not believe in the Lord, that the Lord would deliver him, but deliver them. Hallelujah. See, some people will come to you because of who they're known, the name and the image and the reputation they have, and they will try to get you not to trust in the Lord. They will try to get you to turn against people or God's prophets or people that God is using and saying, don't believe what they're saying because they trust in the Lord. How is the Lord going to protect them, and he wasn't able to protect the others because the others wasn't serving the true and living God. Hallelujah. Now that's one thing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And you're serving the true and living God, so you can trust in him. Hallelujah. Because he say, my word does what it was sent forth to accomplish. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, sometimes people let situations, how you look at what happened to other people, hallelujah, and the situation that you're facing, looking like you are going to be defeated. But if you trust in God and let his will manifest in your life, you will see that he will deliver you. Hallelujah. He will provide you with something that's promised or expected. Hallelujah. He said, if you trust in the Lord with all thy heart and you lean not on your own understanding and all your ways acknowledge him, he will direct your path. So he trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Hallelujah. Leading not onto your own understanding. When you trust in God, you can't think to your own understanding because your own understanding will try to figure things out. One thing I have been told by boyfriends in the past, hallelujah, because I'm single now, that I could have been a detective because I'm the type that you can't tell me just anything, hallelujah. Even if it bypassed me at first, I'm going to think on that thing that you said to me, and I'm going to be like, this don't make sense, and I'm going to try to figure it out. But the good thing that God showed me with that is that makes me want to get to know who he is, hallelujah. So that thing that was, I was using it for evil, he showed me how to use it for good, where it's teaching me how to study and understand. If someone says something or something that I read and I don't understand, I go deeper and I ask questions, because when you are a detective, you ask questions. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You put a person in an interrogation room and you ask them questions, and you ask all people that's a part of the thing, you ask them all questions and see who is lying. You try to see who is lying by the tone of their voice and different things. Hallelujah. That's why I say study to show yourself approved unto God. God, a workman not being ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, because he wants you to be able to divide the word of truth, what applies now and how did it apply back in the days, and how do it apply now, and what is the truth that we're standing on right now, and how is this in your life right now? Hallelujah. If this is something that he's telling you that is to come, or this is something that he's giving you a revelation for the present time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So as we just go through life, we see that certain things that you have been through, that it applies to your life if you look at it in a positive way, as God's showing you, this is how I'm going to allow this to show you how to learn. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said, He said, neither let Hezekiah make you trust in the Lord, said, the Lord will surely deliver us, and this city shall not be delivered into the hands of the king of Assyria. Harden not to Hezekiah, for thus says the king of Assyria, make an agreement with me by a present, and come out to me, and then eat you every man of his own vine, of every man of his own fig tree, and drink in every one waters of his creation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he says, until I come and take you away to a land like your own land, and a land of corn and honey, and a land of bread and vineyard, and a land of oil and of honey, that you may live and not die, and hearken not to Hezekiah, who persuades you, saying, the Lord will deliver us. Has any of the gods of the nation delivered at all his hand out of the hands of the king of Assyria? Where are the gods of Hamath and Arphad, and the gods of Sephardim and Hannah and Ava have delivered Samaria out of the hand? Who are among all the gods of the country that have delivered their country out of my hand, that the Lord should deliver Jerusalem out of my hand? But the people held their peace and answered him not a word, for the king's commandment was saying, answer him not. Hallelujah. So the people had already known that we don't have to answer. I mean, it made me think about when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was getting ready to go into the fiery furnace. Hallelujah. And King Nebuchadnezzar came and answered them. And they said, we answer you not. And they say, the God that is with us, we believe that he will deliver us out of your hand. But if not, if he don't deliver us, we still will not worship your idols. Hallelujah. We will not serve and worship your idols. Hallelujah. We're going to stick to what we believe in. So this is the man that was coming to them, hallelujah, that was delivering the message for the king of Assyria, was telling them to come and eat and have of this land, and I will give you all these things. See, people will try to offer you things, hallelujah, and make it seem like it's good, and you just come and be under my authority and bow down to me and do what I call you to do, you will have all this, not realizing that God has promised you something. This is just like when the devil came to Jesus and say, when he showed him all the land, he said, I will give you all this because it's under me. I have the authority under all this. Hallelujah. If you would just worship me, Jesus say, you should not worship the Lord thy God and him only. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he let them know, we are not called to worship you because I have a promise. I am the promise. See, the devil was coming to the promise to offer him a promise, and he was the promise. Hallelujah. He was the promise that was setting people free from the enemy, from the devil's feet. Hallelujah. The devil was trying to get him to worship, and he like, I am the promise that is setting the children free from you, hallelujah, from the bondage that you brought in when you had Eve eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil that God told Adam not to eat from, hallelujah. So I am the promise that is breaking the change and the bondage that you had the children of Israel under, hallelujah. And now I'm breaking the bondage that you had over anybody that believed, because if anyone confessed with their mouth that Jesus is their Lord and Savior and believe in their heart that God rose them from the dead, they are saved, so they are now sons and daughters of God. Hallelujah. When they repent for the remission of your sin and were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, they receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So now they receive the Holy Spirit that Jesus was telling his disciples about. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So as we go deeper in what God is doing and what God is saying, we realize that sometimes people will make you offers that are not meant for you. Now, yesterday we talked about David. Hallelujah. We talked about how God had talked to David and said, since you sin secretly, I'm going to make it known openly. Hallelujah. And the baby that he had by Bathsheba, the first baby that he caused him to kill Uriah with, hallelujah, he said that thing was going to die. David fasted and all that, 7 days later, and God had already warned him, hallelujah, let him know when it came to completion, now it was time, and he got up and was doing what he was called to do, hallelujah. God let him know what you did secretly, I'm going to let it be known openly, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he walked out the thing, he showed and confirmed with David that I'm still speaking to you, even though you sinned against me, hallelujah, because God said to him, if you wanted more, I would have given you more, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So God speaks in different ways. How he spoke to David, he came and rebuked him, corrected him, chastised, so they say he chastised those he loved, but he also used him, hallelujah, because the throne, Jesus came from the throne of David, hallelujah. God gave him Solomon, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we confirmed yesterday how Abraham had a baby by his maid, and had Ishmael, and then he had Isaac by Sarah, hallelujah. See, God didn't kill Ishmael, hallelujah, because it had to be a bond child and a free child, hallelujah, for his will to come into manifestation, hallelujah. But the baby by Uriah's wife was not nothing that was called into manifestation, so he had to kill off that thing, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And right here, Hezekiah, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, he trusted God, he believed God, and he let his servants know that God is going to deliver us, hallelujah. So God is going to deliver you out of certain things that you need to be delivered out of, and you can't bow down and take the offers that people are giving you, hallelujah, and go to the things that people are giving you and receive it and saying, look, you see anybody that came up against me, they was destroyed. So why you just don't come on, get on the team, take what I'm giving you, and be cool with it. Because the God that you serve, just like the other people, the gods that they were serving, ain't get them out of it. Why you think your God gonna get you out of it? Because you serve the true and living God. You have to realize that these people serve gods that was not true. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. They weren't serving the true and living God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When we go to 2 Kings chapter 19 and verse number 4, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And this is when Hezekiah, he went off in sackcloth when he heard what was happening. He went off and prayed. See, one thing, when things came, when the king of Assyria sent his servant to tell the Hezekiah troops what was going on, and they didn't listen because Hezekiah had already warned them. When he found out what they came, then the message they delivered, he went into sackcloth and went into praying, hallelujah. And when they went off the sackcloth, that means they was going into prayer, to fasting. See, some of us got to get to the point where we go into prayer, to fasting, and seeking God's face and knowing what he wants us to do, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You have to have a prayer relationship with our Father, hallelujah. And he went to other people and had them praying also. And in 4, it says, it may be the Lord your God will hear all the words of Rabbakai, whom the king of Assyria, his master, has sent to reproach the living God, and will reprove the words which the Lord your God has heard. Wherefore, lift up your prayers for the remnant that are left. Now, he's saying, lift up your prayers for the remnant that is left. We know that he told Elijah that it was still a remnant that was left when he was afraid, when Ahab, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, and that Jezebel had tried to kill him, and he was in the mountain. He said, it's still a remnant that's left. It's still a remnant that's left. So he was saying, wherefore lift up your prayers for the remnant that is left. So the servants of King of Hezekiah came to Isaiah, and Isaiah said to him, thus shall you say to your master, thus says the Lord God, be not afraid of the words which you have heard, which the servants of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me. Hallelujah. Behold, I will send a blast upon him, and he shall hear a rumor and shall return to his own land, and I will cause him to fall by the sword in his own land. He said, don't worry about what he said, because I'm going to send a rumor. Hallelujah. He blasphemed against me. It's what you can, but you don't have to worry about what you heard. I heard everything that he said. Hallelujah. One thing we need to understand, God hears everything. God knows everything. He said that we are accountable for the words that we say. So you think if he holding us accountable for the words that we say, he's not holding the ones that's not his children accountable, because it's heaven and hell, hallelujah. So he knows the words. He hears what is going on. So he hears the words that's being said. He hears what is going on, hallelujah. He said, I'm going to send a rumor, hallelujah, and it shall return to his own land and cause him to fall by the sword and his land, hallelujah, fall by the sword. When we talk about the sword having on the
whole arm of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to go see Ephesians. I didn't have it marked off, but I'm going to go because it just came to my spirit. When it's talking about the armor of God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's saying take on the helmet of salvation. That's the mindset of salvation. Hallelujah. And the sword of the spirit, which is the word of the God. Hallelujah. The sword of the spirit. It's saying, and he shall fall by the sword in his land. Hallelujah. See, people will fall by the sword in their land. Hallelujah. The sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. The word of God. Jesus, the God's word said in Isaiah, I believe it's 55, that my word does what it was sent forth to accomplish. So what God sent forth to accomplish is going to come to pass. Hallelujah. Because they're going to fall by the sword. They're going to fall by the word of God because we have the sword of the spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We have the word of God. Hallelujah. We are called to be conformed to the image of Christ Jesus, which was the walking word in flesh. And as we walk out and walk out his will, we become the word that he called us to become. Because one thing we need to understand is we're taking the word and studying the word. It's certain areas in the word that we're going to walk out more of. Because there were certain things that Jesus was destined to come out and walk out and do. It was certain tasks that John was called to work, walk out and do. It's certain tasks that Paul was called to walk out and do. It's certain tasks that Peter was called to walk out and do. That Elijah was called to work out, walk out and do. And it was all the word of God. But they didn't do everything that everyone else did. So one thing we need to understand, when we're walking out the word of God and walking out God's word, we are the word of God that he called us to be. Hallelujah. Because we're walking by his will. We're walking by his voice, his ways, and his thoughts. And we are the word of God in flesh that we're called to be. See, too many people want to be like other people and take on how they receive and perceive the word of God. And you're all out of, you're in disobedience and you're not walking in what God called you to walk into. Hallelujah. Thank you. That's why you need to know the voice of God and know what he is saying. Hallelujah. And 2 Kings 29. Hallelujah. He said they're going to fall by the sword. 29, it says, and this shall be a sign to you. You shall eat this year such things as grow of themselves, and in the second year that which springs of the same, and in the third year sow you and you reap and plant vineyard and eat the fruit thereof. And the remnant that is escaped of the house of Judah shall yet take root downwards and bear fruit upwards. For out of Jerusalem shall go forth a remnant, and they that escape out of the Mount Zion in the zeal of the Lord of the hosts shall do this. Therefore, thus says the Lord concerning the kings of Assyria. Hallelujah. He shall not come into this city, nor shoot an arrow there, nor come before it with a shield, nor cast a bank against it. By the way that he came, by the same shall he return, and shall not come into this city, says the Lord. For I will defend this city to save it, for my own sake, for my servant David's sake. Hallelujah. And it came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went out and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 100 foreskins and 5,000. And when they, in early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpse. So Sidon, king of Assyria, departed and went and returned and dwelt in Nineveh. Hallelujah. He said, so he sent the angel out. And when they woke up, it was a whole bunch of dead corpse. Hallelujah. And it said, for I will defend the city and save it for my own sake, for my servant David's sake. God is saving us for his own sake, for his son David's sake, because Jesus came from the throne of David. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we're called to walk out God's will. So what he is doing for us is saving us for his own sake, because we're called to walk out his will. We're called to go to the cross in certain areas for certain things. We're called to be crucified for certain things that God called us to go through. Hallelujah. But you have to go in God's will and his way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So trust in the Lord and believe. Don't bow down and worship other things because they have defeated other people in other areas. Hallelujah. You serve the true and living God. They have defeated people that were serving God that was not God. Hallelujah. They were serving God that was made with man's hands. Hallelujah. See, some people think of the stuff that they built up on their own that was not called and manifested out of the will of God. Hallelujah. They want you to bow down because you see what they made with their own hands. Hallelujah. But the hand of God was not on it. So you only trust God and believe God and let him have his thoughts and ways consume you and overpower you. I thank
thank you for joining me tonight on God's Rooted Message. I pray you receive the word of the Lord. Let them, those who have ears, hear what the Spirit was saying to the church and go deeper inside of what God is doing in your life. Hallelujah. Trust the Lord that he's there to provide for you. Hallelujah. Put on the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Have your mindset trusting in God. Hallelujah. And know that you have the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, because you're called to walk out and be the word in flesh. Hallelujah. Because we are called to be conformed into the image of Christ Jesus. You are chosen. You didn't choose him, but he chose you. You have a very blessed night. Join me tomorrow. I love you. God loves you more. Love harder, pray harder. Hug, love, my love.